Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. It is time once again for Aftermath here on Ryer on YouTube, following the Alabama Crimson Tide's 27-24 win over the host Missouri Tigers. Alabama improves in SEC play. How about that? You didn't probably see that coming after that disappointing start to the 2025 season down in Tallahassee. My, oh my, how things can change. Wasn't easy in Como, was it? And by the way, if you are wondering, I am actually traveling to the Northeast. So shout out, BWI, Wi-Fi on a Saturday night in mid-ish October. Headed up to the Northeast, but wanted to jump on following what was a game Alabama looked to have closed out at 27-17. How about Kalen DeBoer? Not afraid, is he? Rolling it. Huge plays on that touchdown drive. Lottie Brooks with a big catch. Perfect ball from Ty Simpson. And then you get in the end zone with Daniel Hill, of all people, to what you thought at the time finish that game off. As we know, Missouri hits with some chunks on the ensuing drive. Races right down the field, gets in the end zone. Onside kick. Cole Adams takes care of that for you, but you don't finish the game on offense, which means you get to finish it on defense. Yeah, throw a minute, right? And but to the Alabama defense's credit, and kind of early in the game and late in the game, you were pretty worried there, weren't you? The way that game started with Missouri kind of doing what it wanted to on script to go down and take that early 7-0 lead. But from that point forward, well, right up until the end of the second quarter, when you gave up some explosives there to allow Missouri, and Missouri's a good football team. You know, I don't want this to turn into just everything Alabama did wrong or everything Alabama did right. I'll say this for Missouri, and unfortunately Alabama's finding out about that from an injury perspective, that defense plays with edge and they are committed to who they are on offense. But at the end of the day, you just kind of felt like if you could get this game more into the quarterback's hands, if you could make it a game in which Bo Prabula had to win it from the pocket, considering who was on the other sideline as well as Ty Simpson had been playing, you like that scenario. Now, it wasn't Ty's greatest day. It wasn't the offense's greatest day. We can work through some numbers. I'll say this, third down, fourth down, looks pretty damn good in retrospect. Missouri would take it. Alabama, 9 of 18 on possession plays, including 3 of 3 on those aforementioned fourth downs. Missouri just 1 of 10 on third downs. Alabama, 1 turnover margin. It was 2-1, but it really was, 3-1? Because you stopped the fake punt over on the Missouri sideline there in the second half. What a play by Dre Washington. That's why you brought Dre Washington in, man, right? From Louisiana. I mean, you brought him in because you knew he'd be great on your punt return team. And heads up play from Alabama. There was a little up and down from Alabama special teams. Connor Talty didn't exactly split the sticks every time out today. More problematic for me with special teams were a couple of the penalties. Not a bad penalty game for Alabama. But you had one on your punt return unit, I believe, and one on your punt team. So you don't like to see those, but it was another wild, wild affair. Tom Sawyer, Monday Warrior, checking in, says, nothing is easy in this league. Massive stones on Debo, Ty, and Lo Brooks. Absolutely. You know, we talked about this a lot last year, and DeBoer mentioned it in his post-game press conference this afternoon. Alabama a year ago did not come up big in the big moments. They have done that in this three-game SEC winning streak. There is no doubt about that. Cool Papa C chiming in here. He says Lee, he's talking about DeJohn Lee, who sealed that thing with that interception. I thought Prabula got a little greedy there. You know, it's a three-point game. You don't have to try to make that throw there in the middle of the field. I thought maybe his receiver short-armed it a little bit. And DeJohn Lee should have had two interceptions. Now, he got caught in the first quarter, I think, with his hand in the cookie jar and you had a free guy behind him. But after what we continue to see from that triumvirate of the three quarters of the three corners, I got a hard argument to make. If I'm going to tell you Xavien Brown and Dejon Lee shouldn't be the two that are out there for the massive majority of the time. But yeah, the true freshman came up big. Couple of true freshmen. Think about it. Lottie Brooks comes up huge, and so does Dejon Lee Jr. So finish the game on defense. And, you know, you talk about statistical things that you go into the game thinking are going to be important. Alabama, for the second straight week, dominated time of possession. It was really similar to Vanderbilt from that perspective. But it wasn't a smooth performance for the Alabama offense, no doubt about that. Kind of a grinder. 325 yards of total offense. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, to possess the ball for 38 and a half minutes and only have 325 yards of total offense. Alabama ran nearly 20 more plays than Missouri, and that goes back to the third down work. So give Kane Womack and his guys credit for that. Couple more takeaways. Nearly had another one. A couple fumbles for Missouri that were forced that could have been recovered, especially the one there on the Alabama sideline. I don't think Kalen was happy about a couple of things over there, even the fourth down play over there. But look, big moments in the game. Alabama did enough to get the win. They don't ask how, they just ask how many. And so Alabama now 3-0 defensively for the Crimson Tide as we move through there. Deontay Lawson with a team-high 7 tackles. I tweeted earlier on Saturday that I thought this could be a Nakai Hill-Green kind of game, and I thought we saw a good bit of him, and it was pretty much his kind of game. 7 total tackles, 3 solos. Again, some of those things that going into the game, had I told you, look, Alabama's going to hold Ahmad Hardy, the nation's leading rusher, coming in averaging over 7 yards per carry. Alabama's going to hold Hardy to 52 yards on 12 carries and a long run of 11. You would have signed up for that all day, right? Now, Prabula hurt Alabama a couple times with his legs, including the touchdown off the turnover. That was the one thing about Missouri. The turnover that the Tigers did force of Ty Simpson, you got to take care of the ball there. We can talk about the things that preceded that, you know, jam. I could have been better in pass pro there. But you got, you know, it wasn't a blindside hit. So you got to take care. You got to take better care of the football there if you're Ty. And Alabama with its 2 takeaways, well, the one essentially ended the game. So you're not really worried about points off of that. You just wanted to get off the field, and mission accomplished with that one. Missouri with 4 sacks in the game. Alabama's rotation of offensive linemen, maybe not as successful, I'd say, against Missouri. And Missouri seemed to just say, after a while, Missouri came out and kind of played conceptually, I think, like what a lot of defenses have tried against this offense. And after getting out to that 7-0 lead and then getting torched on a couple of possessions and falling behind, not only 14-7, but then 17-7, thought they got more aggressive and thought we might see more of the screen game as it moved along. I do like moving Ty maybe a little bit more too. I wouldn't mind more of Ty in the design quarterback run game. But who needs that, right, when you're just running Wildcat with your starting left tackle? That was a big moment, too. You know, talk about the opportunities Alabama had to really put this game away or make it a lot harder on Missouri than it was. You know, it was hell of an athletic play by Caden Proctor. You know, he jumps through the cut to get the first down inside the 5. He ends up about a foot short of the goal line. He is also face masked in the process. But you think about that in retrospect, after Wilkin Formby steps on Ty Simpson's foot on the next play, and you think maybe Jam Miller got in, but the replay clearly show Ty's knee down. It just shows you how it's true a lot of times, how cliche but true it is about the game being a game of inches, because Proctor was that close to scoring before the play that Ty gets stepped on and end up settling for three down there. Had done a better job earlier in the game with the red zone opportunities. But again, just those situations, those scenarios that you got to overcome. Alabama, unlike a year ago, was able to do that. Cool Papa C chiming back in here. And he's asking, how do the refs not call targeting on the jam play? Bama loses a player and they don't get, and Missouri doesn't get penalized. And how do the refs not measure the fourth down that was barely made, if at all? You have to measure. I don't disagree. And that, I think, was to Kalen's point in the post game. You know, you had the ball kind of on the ground there with an opportunity before that. And then the fourth down, it looked really, really close. And kind of the fake punt, too. You know, but they did go and review that. And it was pretty clear after a couple of the replays that they did not have a great look at it at all in terms of down the line. There was no way they could overturn that. Well, they could, but it would have smelled awfully bad. Although SEC crews, it seems like, and replay don't seem all that worried about that. I do agree, too, on jam. I don't. I guess the targeting rule continues to change, because I 5 years ago, I'm pretty sure that would have been targeting. But after what we've seen in the last couple of 3 years, it nobody really seems to know. I mean, why not just tell your defensive guys, don't go with the crown of the helmet to the head, but if you can get a shoulder to a head or a forearm to a head, take your shots. That doesn't seem like two-way player safety, does it? Because we're supposedly protecting the defensive player by calling targeting on them, in part, at least. And we're not protecting the offensive player in that situation. Weaslow says, I'm going to need to see a cardiologist to make it through the Kalen DeBoer era. At least there wins, right? Weas? Yeah, better than a year ago. Needed a cardiologist, and it still wasn't a lot of fun last year. Smoked Pork Chop says, I started to see a psychiatrist when Shula was the coach. Oof. But yeah, I thought for Alabama in some different areas of this football game, you did what you needed to do. And if I had told you before the game situations, if I had told you before the game, Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard were going to combine for three catches for 20 yards. Would you believe me? Would you believe me if I told you that and said, oh, by the way, Alabama's going to win the game? You know, Ty with three touchdown passes in the game, two of them to running backs. Like the little circle route early to jam on his touchdown, to Kevin Riley on his touchdown grab. An absolute dart from Ty to Isaiah Horton on that first half touchdown connection. And then Daniel Hill with the big, big one. Like, really cool concept. Seems like Grubb does a nice job of always having something left that he can go to in some big, big spots. The Alabama run game, just 125 rushing yards, but we talked about it before here on the channel. In this offense, I think it's largely about scrimmage yards. And so for Jam, before he went out, he was at 105, 20 carries, 85 yards, just 4.3. Explosive runs were very, very hard to come by. Ty had a 20-yarder. But Jam also caught four balls for 25 yards. Riley caught three for 15. So you got Tennessee coming up. We'll get into more of this tomorrow night with Chase Goodbread on Talking Tide. How this situation at running back kind of looks again with Jam, you got to think, diagnosed with a concussion, it being really, really touch and go if he's able to go next week against Tennessee. And Tennessee will get after you. I mean, they like to get their running backs downhill. But I thought Riley – you know, had his moments. Daniel Hill, we saw a good bit of. He gives you some size on those direct runs. You know, gap runs kind of went out the window because the way Missouri plays. And Alabama's still limited at at certainly one of the guard spots, maybe both, in terms of how much they can do against defenses that, you know, are pretty disruptive. Let's see what else we've got here. No Serfdom says, bottom line, Gutty Road win against top 15 SEC opponent. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, No Surf. Cool Papa C loves that Simpson is a fighter, never gives up on a play, and the good outweighs the bad when he extends a play. It usually does. You know, there were a couple times when he broke the pocket. Maybe I would have liked to have seen him try to keep his eyes up and look to maintain sort of that passer mode. But the bullets were flying today, man. Like I said earlier, Missouri plays with a big-time edge on defense. Thought maybe it had gone away a little bit when Blake Baker moved to LSU. Nope. Trotter and those dudes can play. Weaslow says, going to need that bye like crazy. Yeah, and it's like an oasis out there right now because you still got Tennessee and you got a road trip to South Carolina. And you're right, got to get these guys healthy. There's no doubt about it. Hated that for Derek Meadows early in the game. Again, seeing him early in the game, the 6'6" freshman wide receiver, looked like he was going to have a big play, an explosive play, but he took a huge shot. I agree, Tom, who notes that tucking Hill behind Proctor there, such a small detail that paid huge dividends. Deborah chiming in. Travis, do you think Tennessee is better than Missouri? It's close to me. I was watching some of Tennessee against Arkansas. I don't think Tennessee's a great team, but they can definitely challenge Alabama in some ways that if Alabama isn't on it, you know, they can give up the big plays, not just to that Tennessee passing attack, because that's what everybody equates it to, but the Tennessee run game too. Alabama on special teams. What about that? We talked a little bit about that earlier. Good job getting on that onside kick there by Cole Adams. But, you know, kick returns, Lottie Brooks, 2 for 36, along, both were 18-yarders. Did a good job, pretty good job of covering kicks when you had to. Again, I didn't like the penalties. I know some people are going to have a problem with Talty missing the 49-yarder. Not me as much. He was good from 22. You know, the problem there was you had the issue on the first and goal from the foot yard line. He banged that 46-yarder. He banged the 49-yarder. He just pulled it a little bit. But the 46-yarder was a beaut. And that's a new career long, by the way. Blake Dowd, he did the job when he needed to. He had a couple of them that he was able to put inside the 20. He's okay, I'd say, at this point, along a 43. So special teams were about what you would like them to be. More so for me, the penalties I didn't like on special teams. Check the chat. Anything else? Cool Papa C says, if Talty keeps missing, it'll get in his head. I don't know. He made 2 out of 3. One of them was his career long. I think he's okay with that. But I do think it helps his coach be even as aggressive or more aggressive than what he was today, which I don't think Kalen DeBoer needs a lot of help on that. Josh Finley says tackling is still a problem. I think fits are still a problem. I mean, the Roberts run there, what, late in the second quarter? I still don't know what Alabama was doing on the back end. You got to be synced up from front to back. And it looked like Alabama was bringing two safeties to the from the same side, you know? And I didn't like the pressuring late. You get beat for the explosive down there that essentially makes it a 27-24 game when I'm convinced if you rush 4 against Pribula and put numbers on behind it, he'll do what he did in the last 3 plays of the game. Alabama rushed 4, and he eventually threw it to an Alabama player. Tom says too many rotational players. Formby had a rough day today. Yeah, I know they had the sack late where he got blow by, but it looked like he thought maybe he was supposed to have help. He certainly went about it like he thought he was supposed to have help. So I was wondering maybe that was on the back, but then the next series, I think Michael Carroll was out there late. You know, this wasn't in the second quarter and they made that change. I don't know, Cool Papa C, what Damani Jackson was doing on that first TD. It looked like they had it dialed up pretty good. He just, you know, kind of lost where he was at. Just angles, consistently angles, whether it's in run support or in coverage. Benjamin Dean Soiree says, is Formby the best we have at the right tackle spot? I worry he will cost at a critical spot down the road. You know, I'm not even going to pretend to be PFF because I don't like that. I understand it's fun from a conversational standpoint what PFF does, but like I just talked about with the sack late today, I don't know what the protection was. I don't know blocking schemes. I don't know what the calls are. So I'm usually pretty hesitant to go all the way out there, and also with DBs too. I mean, I know a lot of you hammer on one, and I think there's justification for at least some of that, but I don't know the coverages either. So, you know, I think it's hard again to quibble with folks who are ready to go to Michael Carroll, though. Not even so much because of Wilkin, but I think Carroll's just going to be that good. And even already he's pretty much that good. Well, guys, this is a little bit of an abbreviated edition of Aftermath, but wanted to jump on again, the injuries you worry about moving forward. You just hope those guys with concussions, Miller and Meadows, are going to be okay. I'm sure they will. We saw them leave the field on their own power, but we're going to have continued coverage of this Alabama-Missouri game on Sunday night with Chase Goodbread talking Tide right here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. We'll catch up again real soon.